of August 7th on page Cookman Bays. I didn't fail to record yesterday's lesson. Hayidia Atma al Atzmeinu Meromemes. The very knowledge of ourselves elevates. Before you even do anything with it, before you react to it, to tshuva, whatever, just the knowledge itself elevates. Lefnei she'anu makir, this is a fascinating piece here. Lefnei she'anu makirim es atzmeinu, before we know ourselves, anu nimtzoim b'soch hatahom, we're found within the abyss. B'hakireinu es atzmeinu, when we recognize ourselves, anu motzim es atzmeinu kvar ayad hatahom, then already we find ourselves next to the abyss. I'm not in it. Ha'akara ha'elsa osanu mitocho. Just the recognition has elevated us from within it. Adam she'eino makir atzmo. A person who doesn't recognize himself. Hu atzmo zeha im kol negiosa v'rtzonosav. He himself is identified. Equated, identified with all of his negios and ratzonos. Negios are ulterior motives, or naga, things which touch you, in what way things affect me. So he's one and the same with them.
So it became visible to Rinder?
Right. Etzem ha'akara mafrida beinenu levein negiosenu. The very recognition separates between us and our negios. Again, it's a hard word to translate, but it means ulterior motives, things that make you think unclearly, impure motives. V'imke ki adayin heim pe'ilim banu, even though they're still functional within us. We're not talking, he's made a diagnosis, he's made an analysis, he hasn't really reacted. But the point is the analysis itself, the recognition of self, creates a new identity.
He stepped away from his...
Yeah, before he was his Yetzirah.
He seizes.
Yeah, well, he'll explain a little more. Before he was his Yetzirah, right? Now he has his Yetzirah to deal with, but it's not him. It's his adversary. Even though they're still functioning within us and we have a battle with them, behold, the I of ourselves, the identity of ourselves, stands above these yearnings, these wills, this ratzon. Pardon me. Before I recognize that I'm steeped in ritzonos, that's who I am. Once I recognize, oh, that's not good, I may not have done anything to challenge them, but at least I recognize this is what I want to be and that's what that is, it redefines who I am. Lefnei she gives us a mashal that helps us understand it. Lefnei shanim rabos nizgala be'ir Ashkenazis b'martif echad adam shemay olam l'ra ar hashemesh. Many years ago they discovered in some German city somebody who had been living in a cellar. He never saw the light of the sun. I don't know how this came to be, but he lived in the dark in a cellar his whole life. L'ra adam v'yotza ipa me'amartif. He never saw anybody, never left the cellar. Kasher lama ladaber, I guess eventually they found him and they rehabilitated him. When he learned how to speak, yeah, basically, and nisbarer, kimi alduso huchzak bebedidus gemura b'osamartif, it became clear since his youth. He had been stuck in solitude, absolute solitude in this cellar. I guess he knew basic living functions, but never left. Adam ze, this person, kasha nocha chodas, ki kol shnosa bila b'martif, when he became aware that his whole life he had wasted in a cellar, kvar haya mechutzala, was already outside of it. kol od shayachai shem hayinivtzer imenu lahakir ki ma'ono umartiv olav. But so long as he was still living there prior to being discovered, he was lacking the recognition that his whole dwelling place was this shameful cellar. Ki ba'enav hayazek kol ha'olam kulo, because in his eyes that was the whole universe. Shere lo yada mechayim acher, because he didn't know from any other life. So that illustrates the point. If all you know is the life you're in, and that's normal, huh?
It could be painful.
Right. That's.
But it probably wasn't painful until he realized it.
Right. But the point isn't even so much the pain.
He was living a normal life.
Yeah, the pain is almost a side point, but before he realizes something else that he wants. That's what he was. He was a cellar man. Afterwards, he realized, I'm a human being who was stuck in a cellar. He hasn't yet, you know, gone to university or discovered the world, but at least he knows there's something else out there.
Is that the knowledge is power?
Yeah, the knowledge is... the knowledge that there's something else makes you already something else. If a person is fooled by his yitzarim and is unsophisticated and things that push him really not to do the right thing and not to think the right way, he's unaware of, so that's what he is. As soon as he analyzes, he says, you know what? I have these forces pulling on me, and I have this, and I have that. It may be challenging. He doesn't yet know how to address them, but at least now, this is what I'd like to be, and this is what I am. He created himself as something else. Keni akaras adam es atzmo. So is man's recognition of himself. V'roso nechocha es shifto b'soch mirma. When he sees clearly, he borrows that phrase again from the Navi Yirmiyah, that he dwells in chicanery, that he's his thinking is corrupt. Al kol midos of haraos, all of his bad midos. Kvar hu nimtza mechutz lahen. He's already outside of them. Again, it can be very challenging how to really address them and how to overcome those yitzharos. But if you at least just recognize what they are, then you're not it. You're not them. Ukvar nimtza belibo tzir mechayim pinimim rechavim. He has found in his heart the image of an inner life that's broader, that's greater. And he recognizes that corrupted thinking is a shameful attic. Just that, just the recognition is very significant. After the recognition, we can already seek out a path in life. He is a shvil tzar ma'od. Maybe it'll be a very narrow path on a 6-lane highway. Aval amiti, but it'll be a true path. Meruchak mea mirma, far away. Mirma means like trickery, but he means any thinking that's not honest, it's not straightforward. V'hayazes charenu. And that will be our schar. It's kind of ending on a reflective note, but the main thing is to come to the recognition of who we are with the limitations. Once you have that,
he's never even the path's going to be narrow going.
Yeah, so he's like looking to the future. He's saying, once we get there, so at least we have a different definition of ourselves. Once you have that definition, then you can seek out the path, and maybe it's going to be a narrow path. It's not going to be an easy one. It's going to be a hard road to travel on, but it's worth it. Okay, we'll just start a little bit the first part. All that was introduction. The subject of this section is not to give an all-encompassing knowledge of all of the faculties of the soul, kochos and nefesh. Anu oskin rak b'yediyas atzmeinu. We're busy just with knowing ourselves. So in this, what we are here to do is to clarify how to relate to the kochos and midas that we reveal within ourselves. It's not a thorough study of all of the forces man has within him, but to figure out how to relate to those that we find within ourselves. The rachek ol karev, to distance them or to bring them near. Lahashlem im metzias kochos shonim, olis bayish b'hem. Should we make peace with the existence of certain forces, or should we be ashamed of them? Okay, like how do you react when you discover things about yourself? That is going to be the subject of this section. I'll come back tomorrow.